Brian Mazeronski and Joe Beamer are here with you on WBEN, and hope everyone is having a decent Monday out there. Good amount of sunshine to kick us off on a Monday. We're, of course, following a story over the weekend that has a lot of people disturbed in Western New York. Six teens shot, one 14-year-old killed outside of a house party near Jefferson Avenue over the weekend. And we want to bring on somebody to help us kind of sort through what this means for the surrounding community. Marnetta Malcolm is somebody who's very active, organizer of Jefferson Avenue Friday Night Live, trying to get people involved to make a lot of areas on the east side feel more community-like. Marnetta, thanks so much for being on with us this morning.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I can't imagine, you know, in that very small area, the street, I mean, that one block itself where the shooting took place, mm-hmm. I can't imagine what's going through people's minds this morning. But the community at large, as we mentioned, you know, had already been through such a traumatic event just a couple of years ago, to now have something so senseless again happen there, it has to be tough to digest.
It's devastating, actually. It's devastating. And the street was not on Jefferson Avenue. It was on Alexander, which is a one-block street. It's a series of one-block streets over there, a close-knit community. We have the 1490 apartments, which is the backside of it. But it's just a one block that a bunch of teenagers were out there, I guess, for a number of a period of time. And then it resulted in you know, the loss of life of a 14-year-old and five other children being shot. That's devastating for the community. It should be devastating for anyone. It's just awful.
The reports, this was around 11:30. You talk about Alexander Place, you know, large gathering of teenagers. Is it regular on a Friday or on a Saturday night to have this big a group of teenagers in that particular area?
I'm not familiar with that at all, but I would say not. You know, just based on the fact that there is it used to be a senior citizen apartment, and who's been in that neighborhood has been there for years. So I would think that the large gathering of a bunch of children on a Saturday night would not be the norm over there.
Yeah, but described
as, and if it was the norm, then there would be some reports of it. If it was something that was, you know, always, you know, violence or always large gatherings and noise, because it's kind of very quiet over there. It's not a very busy area.
Quiet is the way it's been described to us.
Yeah, it's very quiet.
Looking at, you know, why this would happen, it's quiet, but now you end up with a house party filled with over 100 kids, which, you know, we were trying to think, you know, both myself and Joe, you know, going back to our childhood, of any time, you know, we've both been to parties, you know, as teenagers, you know, young adults, and I can't think of a time where there would have been that many people just, you know, all on one party, and it's kind of wild to think that there could be that type of scene.
I would think that you know, the number of people isn't the issue. It's part of the issue is the age of the people, too, out at that time of night. You know, you're 14, 15, 16 years old, and you're at a party with 100 people. That's concerning, you know. It doesn't matter where it happens. This isn't a Buffalo Jefferson Avenue thing with young kids being murdered. It's an American problem, you know, heightened on Jefferson because of what has happened on Jefferson Avenue, right? Like, that compounds the tragedy of what we are going through now. To have to bury a 14-year-old is heartbreaking.
14, 15, 16 years old, mm-hmm. In the hospital or worse. These ages, I mean, what is behind that of kids so young that you wouldn't think of being involved in a late night party?
I mean, it could be, it's a series of things, right? You could ask, it could be a parenting issue, right? It could be social media drives a lot of what happens now. And how do you resolve that, right? And if some of these kids, they will find a way to go, and we're seeing that repeatedly. You know, they're finding a way to do whatever it is. And so how do you combat, how do you monitor what they're seeing on their phones? How do you stop that? You know, how do you, if your child is saying, hey, I'm going over a friend's house and they end up at a party where someone gets shot and you think there's someone else, how do you combat that? Right? Because I bet some of the kids that were there, the parents didn't even know that they were there. So that's part of it. But these kids lack resources out there, right? So there's not a lot. And then we can't blame it on the school system. And I really appreciate them having the support out there. But who you are as an adult is because you had good parents or whoever influenced you as a child, right? So maybe we need to help something. We have to have some type of resources to help the parents, and certainly something for these kids, because they really don't have anything. They don't have community centers. They don't have a whole bunch. And we do have great organizations that's out there helping these children, but they lack the funding and the resources and everything else for it to be successful. I grew up in that community. That's my community. And I can tell you countless centers that I went to as a child that are closed now, right? If they had any of that and get some type of mentoring. And there are people that are doing that as well. I can name a couple of people, actually more than a couple, right? But are they getting the support that they need? Are they getting the recognition they need? And that's why I'm on Jefferson Avenue on Friday, so that people can know about the resources and be engaged in the support that we need. Because, you know, something like this will make someone like me go even harder to making sure that the community gets what they need. Resources, engagement, information, all that is important. And it's not just a Jefferson Avenue thing. We need support from everybody, because unfortunately, when we lose a child in the community, it just doesn't affect just that neighborhood or just Buffalo. It affects everybody. No one should be burying their 14-year-old child. It's heartbreaking.
You talk about the lack of resources and, you know, I mean, the lack of community centers, the lack of stuff for children this age to go to. I remember when I was 14, my school had activity nights on Fridays or into the weekends. So who, and I'm not looking to blame someone, but, you know, who could get to open these community centers? Is it on, not on the schools, but could the schools have an activity night? Could the cities open? You talk about some of these centers that are now closed. Could someone get, you know, one of these centers open to have these activities, so there are things to do instead of going to a party with hundreds of kids?
Of course there could be. I believe there's resource centers that are around. There's organizations that are helping with kids. They've got things at the Johnny B. Wiley. You got Most Valuable Parents that work with children. You have the Queens that work with girls. We have organizations that work with girls. But, you know, those are pockets. I would love for it to be someone working collectively. And we need new ideas too, obviously, right? Because some of the old ideals, maybe they're not old, but they're not out there. But we need to collectively get together and see what we can do to help these children, because they need it. Even if it's not a center, what would you do as a parent for your child? Let's start there in the home, right? What are you going to let your child see? What is going to influence them? What do they get a chance to see and hear, right? That's important as well. Do they need to see a lot of things on social media that would influence them? Do they need that? Can you stop it at this point? Probably not. But maybe you can kind of pay attention and monitor what they're seeing and what they're doing. You know, and just like, with my mother, she was coming out in the streets to make sure that, and my father too, that wherever I said I was, I had better be there. And at 14, I was at home at night. It just wasn't even an option for me when I was that young.
Yeah, well.
And I literally grew up on this rally near Jefferson and still have my sisters there, my family's there, you know, everything about who I am is from this that community that I love, that I will work tirelessly for to make sure that we get what we need. And I hope we get some partners that come out and support us, because what we do on Jefferson Avenue, we don't have children there. They don't come. You know, we have a bunch of people that are elderly, so maybe they're the parents or grandparents. You know, we had people that remember when Jefferson Avenue looked like Hurdle and looked like Elmwood, right? And can we have that back? Sure. Do we have work to do? Absolutely. Can we be driven more than ever when six kids, that should be a driver. You shouldn't be afraid. You should be even more involved to make sure nothing like that ever happens again. That's the goal. And we need partners. We don't need you to be afraid. We need you to bring your ideas, and this isn't just an isolated event. Kids get shot or missing, or, you know, it's just a shame because it's near Jefferson, but something like this is happening all the time. And it's a shame.
Marnetta, thanks so much for the time this morning. I really do appreciate
it. Thank you for calling, and thank you for you know, giving me a chance to say what needed to be said for this community. It's on us.
Marnetta Malcolm, and you might know her as the organizer of Jefferson Avenue Friday Night Live, a lot of other things going on in that community. I want to, before we continue, Joe, bring a little bit of what Marnetta said, touched on something that the mayor said. Mayor Byron Brown was on with us about an hour ago here on WBEN with myself and Susan. I brought up that, you know, there are some people that will say, oh, well, what is there to do for kids? Mayor interrupted.
I'm not going to buy into that there is not enough for young people to do. That's no explanation. That's no excuse. You know, I don't want to blame any victims or any families that are going through a terrible trauma right now, but I can tell you, growing up when I was a kid, and sure, that was a different time, but when I was 14, 15, and 16, I was not out at house parties at 11 o'clock at night. That just didn't happen. It wasn't tolerated by my parents. And as much as I might have wanted to go to a party and be out, I wasn't allowed to do so.
It's Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown, who I couldn't agree with him more. Yep. With what he said there. What is there an issue here? Is there something to the, you know, not much to do? You know, Joe, you brought up when we were speaking with Marnetta a little bit about activity nights and things like that. And every time I hear, you know, something like that brought up, I don't know, like my mind turns off because I the only thought I have is like, let's be real. Let's be real. If you're out at no school activity night, first off, like school activity night, I'm sure a lot of people take part and that's great and, you know, whatever. But I, you know, once you hit the age of 13, I'm sorry. Like I looked at those. All right, lame. Like next. Like yeah, it's just not what I'm doing.
You say you're going to that.
Well, you probably weren't going to do it, right? And if you're at a party at 11 o'clock at night, I don't think the discussion was, should we go, you know, boondoggle at school or go out to this party, you know, at a house with a 100 other teenage kids, right? Like, I just don't know if that's the right answer. Like, I agree with the mayor on this. There's a lot of people who say, you know, where is everything else for kids to do? What is, you know, organized activities only take you so far. And at some point, you have to crack down and say, well, what's going on? And to Marlena's point, you better be where you say you're going to be. I mean, is it that simple? Or what is that? I mean, we were trying to think, Joe, before, of when we were kids. You know, sure, you've been to a bunch of house parties when you're a teenager.
Yeah.
Probably not as young as 14. But I mean, how big and sprawling did one of these ever get?
Yeah, not to the extent that this party sounds like it was at that age.
And I can't remember ever being anywhere where there was 100 people.
Right. I mean, and to that point, you know, I mean, we've all been 14, 15, 16. Am I going to say in that time span, Brian, I didn't tell my parents I was one place and was actually another place? No, I'd be lying if I said that. But I wasn't I wasn't in a situation where something like this would happen. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say? Like, I mean, I don't know what the difference between then and now is, but, you know, yeah. There were times where I'd say, hey, I'm here at this friend's house, and I wasn't. I was somewhere else at, you know, a place my parents probably wouldn't approve of. But like I said, it didn't turn violent. And that's what we saw on Saturday.
What is the difference? We'll open up the phone lines here for the rest of the show, 803-0930, because I don't know what it is. What is the difference between then and now? Is there much of a difference? I mean, is it as simple as the weapons on the street? There might have been fights. There was certainly fights all the time. When anybody's generation, I don't have to just say like, oh, when I was, you know, a teenager or anything like that. Anybody's generation.
Yeah.
I never remember once the thought creeping into my head that, you know, if there was a disagreement or an altercation, that it would result in, and like, look, it doesn't just have to be this instance, Joe. I mean, look at the stabbing that we saw outside of a school over a PlayStation not that long ago. There was never the thought that the violence was going to escalate to the level of there being a gun involved.
Right. Or a knife. Right.
Or there being a knife or a stabbing involved. You know, might there be a fight? Sure.
Right.
That's happened throughout. Where was the turning point when this turned into something that you... What are you going to tell your kid right when they're older? Because it's a lot different than how I live my life. You might have 20 years ago... And if I was raising myself, you know, like if I was that age, I don't know if I'd be as worried for my son to, you know, end up in a fight, right? Like, that for so long was part of growing up.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, don't escalate any situation.
Right.
You know, don't just steer clear of anything you'd be, you know, it's not like you'd tell your kids to, you know, go pick a fight or anything like that to begin with, but you wouldn't have looked at it as a serious thing. Nowadays, I think it's just... steer clear of conflict? Like, is that what you have to tell everybody? Because the world is so different and it's changed so much in just 2 decades?
Yeah. I mean, you've got to be honest with your kids and say, look what could happen if you let this conflict escalate. And I mean, it's a sad reality that we're seeing right now.
And then there's the main part in it, which I'm sure a lot of people will be talking to us about. We'll go to the phones, 803-0930. Tom in Tonawanda. You're on WBEN. Tom, good morning.
Hi, guys. Listen, great job. I love listening to you guys. But I got to tell you, the both of you are doing a great job staying politically correct right now. And the reason I'm saying that is because there is no way any kids in that age group should be anywhere but in their own home at that time of night. And I remember when my kids were little, I knew everything about it. I called. If they say they were going to be somewhere, I had to make sure there was supervision. That age group does not belong anywhere else. So, yes, I'll say it. It's the parenting. And that's what I believe.
Hey, Tom, thank you for the call. And that's you echo what the mayor said. It's the parenting. Well, more on that when we come back. B. Madsen Beamer, 803-0930 to join us on WBEN.